SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Friday on the grid. All right, Joe, a couple of things here. Of course, Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go, Ferda to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. This is it, baby. NHL week, NBA, PGA championships. This is it. This is what it's all about.
You got to feel pretty good. I mean, Keith gave you a nice pump up for Toasty there, so you just got to get a little better around the greens. He even gave you the whole breakdown.
Yeah, no, I know. It's great. Toasty's hot.
Don't you feel, if you talk about, you get on the golf syndicate and you get on all these guys. Meanwhile, we spent more time on Toasty than the guy who's actually leading the tournament. So that was, I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, no, you're right. I agree.
Maybe you won't bash us as much anymore. Maybe you won't bash the syndicate anymore.
I don't know. Only time will tell.
You want me to go in with you on Toasty here?
Yeah, I agree.
How about we do the double top 20s? Toasty and Kitayama.
Okay. Man, that would be crazy. Toasty and Kitayama.
Let's parlay him, Joe. And how about I think we had a good idea too on Twitter. Let's put him with a Dodger homer tonight.
All right. Let's do it.
You want to do Ohtani? Who do you want to do?
Yeah.
Or Freeman? Who do you want to go with?
Pepper him. I'm sorry. I'm involved. I can't.
What do we got? Third period action, right?
Yeah, they're starting to pepper. You know, we're starting to pinch. We're getting a little aggressive. We got to convert. We've had like these one-timers driving nuts. I'll do Freeman for a homer with Kitayama and Toasty.
All right. Well, why don't we do
Freeman, Kitayama, and Toasty? Fine.
Freeman, Kitayama, Toasty, 127-1. If Freeman hits a homer tonight, and we can get those guys in, $10 bet, Joe, get you $1,200. I don't want to invest too much into that because that's a lot to ask for there with those three. That's a lot to ask for.
Okay, let's do it.
But I'd be willing to do it with you, Joe, if you want.
Okay. We'll
have to do it. So this is it. This is a big put it with the golf hour for us heading into this weekend. A big put it with the golf hour. And you really, the runs are just flying in this St. Louis-Boston game. You back these two teams all week.
All right,
now they're just home runs left and right in this game. They're all underway also with the Knicks and the Pacers. Joe, Knicks have an early 25-22 lead with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter.
22-25.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, Joe. Adjusting myself here.
All right,
adjusting the microphone. Adjusting the microphone, Joe. Long week. It's kind of getting knocked around, you know? All right, let me see here, Joe. I want to see what we have with DiVincenzo so far.
Yeah.
He's one of our guys. Two threes already for DiVincenzo, Joe. Two threes.
All right, let's do it.
Getting pumped up here.
All right, let's do it.
What do you got going on?
I got Josh Hart.
Uh-oh.
What? What
nothing,
happened?
Nothing. I'll tell you.
This
is not good.
You, man.
might lose me, Joe.
Oh, I might lose you. All right.
Yeah,
I thought it had to do with the hop.
No, you might lose me. That's my computer started doing some weird stuff in front of me.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay. If I lose you, it's okay. I thought you were going to tell me something in the hockey. I was ready.
No, the hockey still 1-1.
All right. That's good.
Hockey still 1-1. You have the hockey on, right?
Yeah, I'm watching. What
I have the hockey, and you have the hockey, and I have the Nick Pacer game on.
So are we going to do this? Are we going to do Toasty for top 20?
Yes.
Kitayama for top 20, and who? What was
Freeman.
The final leg?
Freeman
to Homer tonight. All right.
Wow.
Talk about a wheel play. This is a wheel play.
This is another good one. Our boy, our guy Mammoth Hops on Twitter. Toasty with Ohtani for 4 RBIs.
Everybody's on the Toasty.
Everybody loves it. You're starting a revolution here, man. If this guy ever finished top 10 on Sunday,
I'm going to be like Roaring Kitty. I could be like Roaring Kitty with Toasty.
All right. I got to be involved somehow. So I'm getting in on
I can't
I'm
find this
on
homer
Toasty.
On Freeman here. Where's the homer?
You go to the game and you go, no, not first homer. To hit a homer. He's plus 540.
I'm trying to find it. Where is it? Just batter props. That's the easiest way to go. They make this so difficult.
They do.
Where is the home run? It's not on batter props?
You just, as soon as you open the game page, it's the first thing underneath the game is the home run.
There you go. All right, there he is, Freddie Freeman.
It's the very first thing.
All right, I'm involved in the hockey. I'm nervous here.
You are very involved in the hockey.
I'm willing this Boston team. Top 20, Kitayama. What's Kitayama on the top 20?
He is plus 300 now.
And what is Toasty?
Plus 400.
No respect for the little guy.
Nope, not both these guys, they're getting...
They're not
you know what they do? You know what they call Kitayama, Joe? You know what his nickname is on the tour?
No. What is it?
Quadzilla.
He's got big thighs.
Oh, big! He's go look that up, Joe. But type in Kitayama Quadzilla.
Well, I like that guy. He's got he must have a big trunk, so that way he can swing it.
He'd be going with you at the gym.
No. I can't
stride
do
stride for stride.
Got the screw in the knee. Come on. I'm nervous.
All right, we're in for this. Freeman, Toasty, and Kitayama.
I got it. I already put it in. I'm looking right. for
and
a
I'm, and I'm far from done with that. I'm going in more Dodger homers tonight.
What are we doing
weekend.
With Dallas? When is this Dallas game?
Oh, yeah.
You want it's to take after his hints back? Is hints
no, I
back?
So. I don't think
now,
so.
Now, Dallas is favored all of a sudden. They were dogs, remember?
Hints is out.
What happened?
I think we go... I kind of want to go back to Pavelski, but... How about... I mean, Johnston got bumped down to 180.
Johnston, huh? I can't take Johnston again. And now, you want to take the goaltender Ottinger? If you like Dallas, I'm going to go back to Ottinger. What do you think he could get us? 26 saves. He screwed me last time. Goalie props. Ottinger.
Let's go to 35. How about 35?
35 saves?
Yeah, Colorado's going to have a lot of pressure. They're trying to even the series up.
Let's do 30. 178 for 30. Oh, where's the... Do we get a five-minute major? Do we get a major? The guy's down. Is there blood?
There is this.
Brazil, can we get a five-minute major? Huh?
It is locked on the...
Can we get a major? They drew blood.
Wow, is that Halliburton for 3? Look out. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159 here with you. So, Joe, apparently, I guess they went to review for a five-minute major here in the Florida-Boston game. So they were looking at Verhaeghe with a hit to the head of Brazzo.
Yeah, we got nothing.
And
they got robbed.
After reviewing it, it was ruled accidental. So
Okay, great.
No good there, Joe. No 5-minute major, and it'll stay 1-1 with just about 13 minutes to go in the third period. Things are very tight. Live, Florida's minus 132, and the Bruins are plus 104. I how about the live over 3.5? It's getting a little late. What do they got you live for overtime?
I've been in too many of these, Carver. I've been in too many of these.
You've been in a lot of these, Joe. I don't disagree with that. You've been in a lot of these.
Did you see this where it hit the post? It hit the post.
Even money for overtime right now. So
it's not good.
Not good enough. Not good enough at all. By the way, Hart got hurt for the Knicks, Joe, and he's out of the game.
We put the kibosh on him.
That's a problem.
I think I want to bet Indiana now. What's the line? Hart's hurt.
Hart is hurt, and Indiana is back to 4.5-point favorites with the game tied at 31. I know you were probably looking for a discount. I don't think you're going to get it. I don't think you're going to get it. So you put in all those plays for the Mavericks thinking that they were playing tonight?
Yep.
Well, now you got some juice tomorrow night, maybe.
I do have some juice if I can get through it.
But you need Boston to win.
Yeah.
I don't know why they do these interviews with the coaches, Joe. Thibodeau looks like this is the last place he wants to be. Yeah, talking to this woman. Like, it's just the last place he wants to be. Yeah, Hart not in the game's a problem for them. They gotta have Hart out there. This lineup ain't gonna work. This Hartenstein gets a lot of rebounds, Joe. He hits the glass hard. This Hartenstein. 4-1, Yankees lead the White Sox. Judge hit another homer tonight, Joe.
Did he?
He's been on fire. Man, your Blue Jays again. Down 4-0 at home to the Rays. Going to the eighth. That is gutless. Honestly, Mets losing 6-0 to the Marlins. That's pretty gutless, too. 3-1, Angels lead the Rangers. 4-2 now, Brewers lead the Astros. Red Sox and Cardinals tied at 3. You do have three late-night games, Joe. Tigers, Diamondbacks, Reds, Dodgers, and you're on the over in the Rockies and the Giants.
Yep, there you go.
I'm going to have to find some homers in that game. Can we get a few?
All right, so I got, who do you want to take? You want to take your Stremski?
Let me see who's hit Feltner. Anybody got some good numbers against him? I like pass performance, Joe. It's big for me. Pass performance. Jorge Soler, 3-for-7 off of him. That could be one. He's probably the favorite. He's probably got the lowest odds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at Soler in there. So are we doing the Ottinger or no?
Yeah, I took him.
For what, 30?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take 35.
35 for Ottinger?
Yeah. They're going to be peppering him tonight.
All right.
They're going to be throwing a lot of pepper.
I hope you're right. Hope you're right.
What about the horses tomorrow? You add anything besides?
Just Steel is my guy. Just Steel.
Okay. You're not going with anything else? No exotics?
Like
you don't got any? No exotics for me?
No exotic. Well, I mean, I'm going to take Just Steel with the field and see what comes back.
Just steal with the field. And we'll see what comes back.
It's a small field, so I can maybe play just steal with, you know, field for the trifecta and maybe not have to lay out a lot. I got to see what it comes out to.
Just steal for the field.
Just steal for the field. No? No good?
Yeah, I'm not really in. Who do we want to add here, Joe? I'm just going nuts with the homers right now. I'm trying to add a few more guys in. It's like we don't have enough. We don't have enough gas already.
Throw it on the fire. Go ahead.
A couple more logs on the fire, right?
Come on.
Let's put a few more logs on the fire.
Take a ride. Check it out.
Take a ride. Check it out. Mm-hmm. There you go. 3-1 now, Angels and Rangers. How much time do you have left in the hockey now? 13 minutes. And the Knicks and the Pacers are tied at 33. 218 and a half to go. We also didn't talk about, Joe, who's going to win this seventh game on Sunday between the Timberwolves and the Nuggets.
I'm scared about that game. A part of me thinks that the T-Wolves, you score, what did they score, 60 points? I mean, did they just quit? Is that what you're telling me? Once they were down 20, they just mailed it in? Or did the T-Wolves really dominate that game?
And the way that all these games have gone, usually if you think whoever's going to win, they usually cover the number no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of been the way we've been going, right?
Yeah.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM. Channel 159. Great to have you with us here, Joe. All right. A few things here for us. I'm trying to get these all this in. Now, tied at 39, just under 10 minutes to go. Just under 8 minutes to go in the first half between the Pacers and the Knicks. Hart is back on the floor, Joe, just now for the Knicks. So he missed probably the first 4 minutes or so of the second quarter. And he's back out there now. He keeps holding his side, Joe.
About what?
Like his side, like he's holding like his abdomen area, his stomach, somewhere around there. So they must have brought him in the back and gave him a needle, right?
Is he back out there?
He's back out there now. He just came back in the game. He's throwing his hands around in the air like, give me the rock. He wants the ball, Joe.
Do you see what's going on here in this game?
No.
In this other
game?
You
have to tell me.
Both goalies are living on a prayer, let me just tell you. I mean, they're saving shots that they're not even seeing.
They're saving shots that they're not even seeing.
They're not even seeing them. I'm telling you, they're lucking out. Major league here.
I got all kinds of problems with my feed in here. Like, everything is just choppy and slow.
Get it!
Everything, Joe, just choppy. You are so locked in on this hockey game.
I need this hockey game.
Hey, I forgot this, too.
He says the card is big this weekend.
I mean, Barboza?
Right now, I'm a mess right now. That's
Barboza?
The pipes are not good.
Man, I don't know. What about this Barboza? He's in the main event?
Co-main, right? And I would not trust Edson Barboza. Barboza's over the top right now. His chin's broken. Good fighter, but over the
where's
top.
Where's this fight at?
I'm pretty sure it's an Apex card, you know? And it's one of the last Apex cards. Because the Apex cards are going away in the future. No more Apex cards. So enjoy the era while it was here, Carver. You know what I mean? You're not going to see them in the future. And I'm glad that there's not going to be any more Apex cards in the near future, man. Because the excitement level and the energy is out the roof when they're in any location in the United States of America.
UFC Vegas 92. So I guess that means they're at the Apex. If it says Vegas, right?
Yeah, they're in Vegas. And you know what? My bad. Edson Barbosa is in the main event. Oh, my goodness. What a card against Lerone Murphy. And you know what? You know I'm taking Lerone Murphy at minus 155 with those hands. The guy's a great boxer.
Give us a play. Good fighter. Give us a parlay. I want
give
a
me
parlay.
One, no, wait. No. I have to. This is what the parlay is going to be. Give me one play from the UFC, and then I'm going to tell you what the second leg is going to be. Give me one play from the UFC.
Sure. I'll give you Femba Garimbo.
Who?
Is he a favorite?
Femba.
Yeah,
Garimbo.
He's minus 142.
He's a killer, this guy. He's a killer. He has gray hands.
He's going to win by knockout.
With a heavy heart.
He's going to win by a knockout then. TKO? Knockout?
Maybe.
Submission?
He says he's going to win in the first round of the fight. He said that.
Let's take him, Carver. KO. Let's KO him. So now, let me ask you a question. If he hits him with a leg kick and the guy goes down and the ref calls it, that's a TKO? Or is.
That's still a knockout.
TKO is always
going to
be a doctor stoppage.
Well, when the ref stops the fight, too, that's a knockout when the ref stops it, right, Matias? They could charge him a knockout then.
Yes, sir.
If the ref comes in and starts waving the hands over the guy's face, that's a knockout.
Yes, it is.
All right.
I like Femba Garimbo at minus 150. I like Chaos Williams at minus 130. And I like Lerone
Murphy
at minus 155.
Who? Give me a dog.
The final three fights. Chaos Williams. I don't like any of the dogs for the final three fights. I like all the favorites. The chalk. Garimbo, Williams, and Lerone Murphy. All three of those guys I like. A lot, actually.
Don't. Who can we put it with?
Well, here's what I was going to ask him for a second. Who do you like in this Fury-Usyk fight?
I like Fury via decision.
Why is the line so short?
Fury via decision.
I mean, Fury should kill this guy, no? Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. So as we were going to break, I asked Matias. So I just don't understand why Fury's only, and he actually moved a little bit. It was minus 115 this morning. Now he's minus 126. So you say Fury by decision, and I agree with that. These guys never knock each other out anymore.
You know why that line's like that? It's because they're playing boxing mathematics, as I like to call it. You know, like MMA math. It's like,
boxing,
he beat him, he beat that guy. Yeah, right. Boxing mathematics. They're basing it off of the Francis Ngannou, where he almost lost and he got knocked down. So they're basing everything off of that last fight. You know, that's why the line
here
is the way that it is.
So we're taking Tyson Fury decision.
Yeah, I'm taking a
Fury
by decision.
Points or decision is plus 220.
It's plus money. I don't see him knocking out Usyk. Usyk is good, but you know.
I actually almost feel like you could take both sides of the decision and you'll make a couple bucks.
Yeah, exactly.
They're both plus 200, plus 220. The fight's
going to go. Wait a second. Now, wait a second. Let's do this. A knockdown in any rounds 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 plus 310.
No.
Come on.
You know, that's not bad. That's not bad because we're talking about the heavyweight division.
We get six rounds of a potential knockdown at 3-1.
I'm not even going to
come on. Unbuckle the belt. You got us with this Kitayama and all these golfers. You don't want to take plus 310 on heavyweight bout any of these guys to get knocked out. Knocked down. Not even Oh, boy.
That's a bone for you, Joe. That's a bone for you. I'm with you.
All right, are you with me? So let's do it.
The fight's not going to end.
Yeah, it's not a knockout, Carver. Just a knockdown. Now, do we get paid if the guy gets knocked out?
I mean, a knockout would be a knockdown.
if he gets knocked, yeah, if he gets knocked out, that is a knockdown, but that loses all the bets because I definitely don't think there's going to be a knockout victory in the first six rounds. And if there is, that means everybody's going to be happy because, you know, it'll go viral and it'll be a cool little thing. But how many times, we're talking about Tyson Fury. He took a big shot from Francis Ngannou and that didn't knock him out. It's going to take a lot to knock out a guy like that.
Carve?
I just want to know who he thought would win the fight. I'm not actually playing it.
I'm going with Fury via decision. Like that's definitely what I feel great about. And I think Fury's going to win the fight. I'm actually shocked that the line is so low, to tell you the truth. I actually think that's great value for Tyson Fury. You know, one of the greatest heavyweight boxers to ever live, and he looks amazing. Like, he looks really good right now. He's in shape for the fight. He's focused. You know what I mean? He didn't, this isn't a Francis Ngannou type of warm-up thing that he did. Like, he understands how good Usyk is, and he understands that he could put on a hell of a performance and make a lot of money with a victory and just keep, you know, building that legacy of his. Like, the guy's a monster, and he has great head movement, great hands, you know, doesn't fear anybody. But, you know, the guy moves like a lighter version of himself, man. The guy has great movement for his size, great power and great length. I can't talk enough about Fury, man. Fury's a great fighter when he puts his head to it. You know, one of the greatest ever live.
Oh, look, he's made me money.
God, I don't
he's
know about the greatest money. To ever live. I think in
the, I didn't say the greatest ever. It's one
it's
of the greatest.
It's hard, to do that just because he's – I don't feel like the competition that he has to stack himself up with since he's been around is anywhere near like it was in the back in the day.
You know, he's so many out of control hacks. Of that. I know. I agree with you. Like, it's definitely not the Mike Tyson days and, you know, the Holyfields. And it's definitely not that era. But at the same time, he can't control that. That's not on him. He can only do what he's been doing for the last 10 years, which is beating up a guy like Deontay Wilder, who's one of the hardest heavyweight punchers to ever live.
I was at the
come
second
up from
one.
The death.
The second oh, fight man. I was at.
The second was, fight was amazing. He was pure domination,
so,
guys. But
so
the first
much money
one, like,
we won that night. Oh, my God.
It was amazing.
Well, I did, Joe. That was actually, I don't know, Joe. Was that right before we started working here or right after? Me and Scotty went to that fight, and, man, did we clean up. That was the fight where the fight where Wilder came out with all the gear on, and he blamed that afterwards that he got tired by having that whole outfit on that he wore to the ring, and Fury just beat the hell out of him in that fight. Oh, it was great. I had Fury every which way.
You must have been just pumped up when you saw Wilder walking out with that knight in shining armor,
They basically had to roll me on the plane for the red eye home after that fight. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was great.
I'm jealous you got to be at that type of spectacle, man. Oh my God, that's amazing.
I'll send you a video of that night, Matthias, from the when the doing the introductions. We had great seats.
You know, one of the best Fury moments, in my opinion, is going to be in the first fight. You know, for all you wrestling fans, it reminded me
first
of the
fight
Undertaker.
Was great.
Well, he did the Undertaker, Carver. He was knocked out with a six count, and he literally jumped up from death like the Undertaker does in wrestling. It looked like it was staged. I don't think we'll ever see something like that ever again, man. You know what I mean? You're not supposed to get up when you get punched like that, especially from a guy like Wilder. You know, it's crazy. It was absurd to see that. Absurd.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame moment.
Yeah, that was him getting up from that second knockdown.
That was a great fight. That was
the first was the best fight of the three. The first was the best fight of the three, by far. I mean, Fury destroyed him in the second fight, and Wilder saved. He didn't win it, but he saved a little face in the third fight. But he didn't win it. So there you go.
It's kind of annoying that Fury that Fury almost lost to Francis Ngannou. But at the same time, you know, we have to enjoy the moment now, right? Because I feel like now if he puts a whooping on Usyk like I think he is, that's only for our benefit. You know what I mean? Because if he would have gone out and knocked out Francis Ngannou in the first three rounds of the fight, you know, similar to the way that Anthony Joshua knocked out Francis Ngannou, I bet you anything you want that this line wouldn't be as low as it is. It would be minus 200 Fury right now.
Yeah, a lot of that number is baked in on him, the way he looked in that last fight. I don't disagree with that, Matthias. You're right.
Now we get to reap the benefits. You know what I mean? Like, that's, I'm not going to be scared off of that. Like, he was drinking beers before the Ngannou fight, guys.
Drinking,
you know what
beers.
I mean?
Like Garcia.
He's right. He didn't.
He wasn't
taking that
fight seriously.
That fight wasn't a serious fight. It just wasn't. It wasn't a serious fight.
That was a payday. You know what I mean? That's a payday.
I don't even know. I don't know if any fight is serious to him anymore, to be quite honest with you. But hopefully this one will be for his sake. So there you go. You got a little boxing for the weekend too, Joe. Horses, boxing, UFC, PGA Championship, at least one Game 7 that we know of with Denver and Minnesota. Maybe more, depending on what happens in the hockey. Right?
Yeah, it's
3 minutes to go. It looks like we're going to get overtime here, Florida and Boston.
Stop
right?
with the no. What do you mean? I got 4:01 left, and they're on the power play, Boston. What are you talking about?
Boston's on the power play.
Yeah, they 1:29. It was a 4-on-4 for 30 seconds, and Boston's on the power play. Come on, baby, crack this whip on this rat. Get up on this rat.
It's a rat.
Get up on this rat.
Like Bobrovsky, a rat. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM Channel 159.
What are you laughing at?
We were talking to Keith before out at Valhalla.
Yeah, with the DeChambeau. Huh?
And so I guess he took a little walk over by the, you know, he's over by the practice area there. And DeChambeau finished up. Obviously, he was like the last guy out there tonight. And he's still working, Joe. He's grinding. They got the spotlight on at the dark at the driving range. He's hitting balls left and right. And Keith wrote on here, ask Joe why Toasty's not out here. Ask Joe why Toasty's not out here. That's great.
He's at the bar, I told him. He's at the bar. He's hanging out. Toasty's celebrating his top 20.
Oh, no, Joe. Oh, no.
Tell me what happened.
Oh no, Joe.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Swiss cheese swimming. Well, here. Oh my
Swiss
god.
Swiss cheese swimming.
Oh, Joe's not going to be happy about that.
No, oh, you got to be kidding me.
That's one way to lose a series. Jeez.
How does that happen?
Reminds me of Anderson from last night, I swear to god. Carolina goalie.
No, we got to pull his ass now. Got to pull his ass. Get him out of there. Minute 33. Minute 33 of hell. Just get him out there. How does this happen? You can't do this. We miss so many one-timers. Look at this. He's lax.
Forsling with the goal for Florida with 1:33 to go. So Boston's got 90 seconds to save their season here after Forsling puts him ahead.
Unbelievable. Look. Looks like he was screened.
That's on the keeper, guys. That reminds me of a goalkeeper in soccer getting scored on near post. Mm. That's the same type of mistake. Like, you have to make that save.
I agree with Matthias. You got to make the save. Especially in that spot. You just can't.
Are we going to go with no? This coach, we still have Swayman in there? Are we serious?
Well, you got to wait till you have possession of the puck.
No, you don't.
Get the puck deep. You can't just pull the goalie while everyone's
they
still.
They pulled it now. And where's this garbage Marshawn? Big talk, no action. I mean, he just left it wide open. I mean,
garbage Marshawn.
Guy's garbage. Look at that. He left about 6 inches. I mean, come on.
He put it in between the legs of the defender. So the defender screened the goalkeeper, and he slid the puck in between his legs. A small cave to fit the puck in between the guy's legs right there, though, I got to say.
Who was it, for Hagee?
No, it was Forsling.
All right, what are you going to do, Boston? Time out. This coach, he's drawing up plays. Just put it in the net. Oh, man. You got to be kidding me here. What a way to die on the ticket.
That's a tough way to go, Joe.
That's a... Carver, we're so close.
So close.
They got it locked now. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. I mean,
could be an empty netter, unfortunately.
Here we go. The fans are getting into it. I don't know. You know, here we go. Everybody's into it now.
I mean, I'm not trying to talk down your play, but it's just, you know.
You're talking it down. You're doing a really good job. Doing a fantastic, doing a fantastic job with the play, Carver. Talking the play right down into the dirt.
Need the Knicks to win this game now.
Get it!
Man, this guy McBride had 15 points in the first half. Brunson's done nothing in this game, Joe.
Not good.
Nembhard just not letting him breathe.
Who?
He's all over Brunson.
You're watching the basketball. I mean, here we go. Are we going to have any shot here? Are we going to have any shot? We got icing. 52 seconds left. Pasternacki. Gutless. Marshawn. Gutless.
I want to see how this finishes off for you. I got to see how this ends.
It's not right.
52.1. That's not what he mean. I've been very clear with you about this.
There's 13 seconds left. Let's just cut to the chase. I'm dead and buried here. 11 seconds. Shot on target. Goalkeeper save. Bobrovsky. Mm. Unbelievable.
The rat.
The rat. He came up big. The rat came up big.
He did. Who are you gonna be on for Florida Rangers?
Florida.
You just because you can't take the Ranger fans. You know what they, so you're getting, I don't know if I like this, you getting back on the Florida train after going after him the first two rounds.
Oh, what a shot. You got to be kidding me. Oh, this rat. He's got three blind mice. The rat can't even see what he's saving.
Oh, so close. So close.
So close. The Rats came up big tonight.
And they're not going to start this game one until Wednesday night, I saw, Joe. Rangers in Florida don't start till Wednesday.
That's a bad look. The Rat.
Man, he got lucky on a couple of these.
Yeah.
Very lucky. Coyle had it right on the doorstep over there on the one side. I don't know why he stick that out to the middle. Well, it says, I think it says final now on the duel here, Joe.
Yeah, it's dead and buried.
It was a good run. It was a good run. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe, that was unfortunate. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Carver, it's part of the game. You know that.
What can you do, you know? What can you do, Joe? All right, 61-51. Pacers lead the Knicks. All right, let's rifle through these, Joe, before we get out of here for the weekend. Stars Avalanche, game six tonight. I'm on the Stars.
Me too. I think the Stars win, and I'm on Ottinger for 30.
You're on Ottinger for 30. All right, I like that. Vancouver-Edmonton, game six, Saturday night in Edmonton. Of course, Canucks are up 3-2 in this series. Minus 196 for the Oilers, 6.5 is the total. I'm taking the Canucks, Joe, plus the 162.
Me too, and this McDavid is driving me nuts.
Get him out. We don't need him anymore. Get him out.
It's get him out. He's ridiculous. So I'm with you. Smash him, Canucks. Smash him.
Smash them indeed. They've already, geez, Joe, they've already put the lineup for Florida and the Rangers game one on Wednesday. Rangers minus 115 with a 5.5. We'll obviously have plenty of days to talk about that next week. Saturday night, game six in Dallas, Thunder and the Mavericks. Mavericks minus 3.5, 209 flat the total.
Yeah, I love the Mavericks. I think they closed them out. I think Kyrie has a big night. And Luka's number looks a little fishy at 28.5, juice to the over. He might get 30, but I think it's Kyrie that takes the game over. They close him out 4-2.
Wow, 4-2. How about that? I like it. Let's get it. I would love
to see the Mavericks
win.
Which would be impressive for them.
Yeah, no? It would. I agree. I like the Mavericks to win, Joe, and cover the 3.5 and over the 209. Minnesota and Denver, game seven on Sunday. Nuggets minus 5, 197.5.
I think it's an under. My heart, I'm sitting on the ticket for Denver, but the line has me thinking Minnesota. Obviously, I'm not going to bet it because I'm rooting for Denver, but if I didn't have interest, I think I would take the T-Wolves. I think I would. I think they closed them out, and that would be a great matchup for Dallas.
Want Dallas, me and you kind of want the Mavericks, obviously, to get to the finals. So if we want that, Joe, then we want Minnesota to win. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. I think Denver's going to win. But I will be rooting for Minnesota because you're right. That would be, I think, a much better matchup for Dallas. They have problems with Denver whenever they play them. They got nobody really to handle the Joker. Nobody has anyone to handle the Joker, to be quite honest with you. But I'd rather see Minnesota in the West Finals than see Denver. But we got to get the Mavs across the line first, Joe.
I agree with
on
you.
On Saturday night. Or else I believe if there's a game seven, that'll be Monday night, Joe, when we're back together.
Yes.
OKC in Dallas. So that would be fun. Who do you think? I sure hope it's not Scheffler, Joe. Can you root in either Morikawa or DeChambeau or Tagala for me on Sunday?
Yes,
can we get one of those guys in?
I mean, if it's not Toasty, I hope it's those guys.
Anybody but Xander and Scheffler.
Okay.
Let's just get those guys out and get give me Morikawa and DeChambeau. Man, that would be unbelievable if I had that cooking for me on late Sunday afternoon. I don't know what I'm going to do, Joe. I'm going to have to put all the kids, get them out of here. Take the kids out of the house. Bring them over to, because if the Knicks lose this game, Joe, then they'll have a game seven Sunday afternoon with the Knicks and the Pacers. Ooh. At the same time as the back nine of the golf, which is, that's a two TV Sunday afternoon. That's like I said, I'm going to have to tell my wife to take the kids to their parents' house for dinner. Leave me alone. I got to watch the games. Get him out of here.
Crazy.
Joe, great job as always. Great job by Matthias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Have a great weekend. Cash some tickets. See you Monday.